Hello.
Hey Terry, sorry about that.
Hi. That's okay.
Yeah, Rick again. So, yeah, you were asking me if this is a possibility or you'd have to look at a different route is where we got disconnected, right?
Right.
Right. So, yeah, like I was saying, this definitely is a possibility. We've helped more than about, I think about 20 startups. We've helped flipping them over. They have been in different industries. Amazon listings. We've done, an online marketplace. One of the biggest deals that we helped a broker in the sense of brokering is a StyleSeat, which is an online marketplace for, hair salons and even gym fitness instructors. So it's a pretty established marketplace and probably one of the most significant flipping job that we've done for a client. So yes, we do per se, we do that, and we do help you list your platform on different marketplaces as a premium a listing, and we help you negotiate with the buyers or potential buyers as well. Now that said, whatever is required to build the build the investor's profile around your application, or let's call that a business for a moment, we do help you with that as well. Whether you need a presentation deck. We actually have a team here that's that has a business analyst that has people from the development team as well, and they come together and they first of all they look at what you have right now, including videos, including resources, including the application's code itself, and then we look at what needs to be corrected and what needs to be done additionally on top in order to make it flippable. Right now, once that happens, we use our partnerships with these enterprise platforms like Flippa and Flip Empire and other places, a couple more that I am not able to disclose, but we use those internal investor circuits as well to pitch your platform and to be able to showcase your platform. And when we have investors or when we have a potential buyers showing interest in your platform, then we, on your behalf, I mean, it's all transparent, you be there as well. But we help you negotiate and we help you, kind of sell your business for the right price as well. Now, what do you think about your first application? I mean, how much do you think it's worth right now? I mean, in terms of monetarily, what should be your asking price on your first thought?
I don't really know. I don't know. I know that the last app that the university sold, it didn't do nearly as much as mine does, and they sold it for $40 million. So, but
$40
like I
million
said,
dollars.
I'm just getting started on this, and so I don't even know. I don't even know. I just my interest, Rick, I want to get it in the hands of patients. That's my goal.
Right. That you either do yourself or you hand it over to someone who could do it better than you
Right.
in terms of marketing is what you mean, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, these are both ways. I mean, if you want to make this, if this is your baby, you want to make it successful and you're just selling it because you don't know how to go from here and, kind of make it big and be able to get this in the hands of the average patient, like you mentioned, we could help you with app marketing as well. But if you think you want to say get rid of it for better and you want to move to the next project, I mean, I don't see any harm with that as well. That sounds perfectly fair. And a lot of people do that. I mean, they build a platform, they babysit it for quite some time, and then they move to the next project. And that's how, you enhance your own portfolio and your own personal profile as well, because at the end of the day, you remain the original inventor of the platform and the idea, and that's enough for your own showcase and for your own profile as well. So what's your route? I mean, do you want to pursue the application if you can get all the marketing stacked together and if we can help you with the marketing? I mean, shall I explain to you a few things in that direction, or you
Yeah,
want
that'd
to?
be great. That'd be great. Why don't you just explain to me how you can help me get this thing into the hands of other people, into the hands of burn survivors?
Right. So we have been in business for almost a decade now. In fact, our mobile application development arm, that's Hoffman Mazer, the company that I represent, It's a sibling company of a group of companies, right? And we've been in, you know, the parent company has been in business for about a decade, and our main bread and butter is digital marketing services, right? So we help you we can help you with first of all publishing your app on the app stores, right? Whatever the requirements are, including the HIPAA compliance and everything kept in mind. We can, first of all, I think the first step from here would be to make the application commercial and public so that people can find it on the app stores, right? Now, mm-hmm. do you think that mm-hmm. is possible, or do you just think that the mm-hmm. HIPAA compliance would get in the way of it?
No, actually. I think that it's entirely possible to do it, to pull back. You know what I mean? Like, I think that... that there's a way, I know there's a way to do it, that it would be, trying to think of the best way to say this. Mm-hmm. See, the problem is that their phone number and their email address are protected health information also. So we would have to be able to do it without using that. You know what I mean? But like, for instance, let's say that it did collect data. The American Burn Association is very interested in that data. So it could conceivably be sellable data. You know what I mean? It's like there's just so many different things. There's so many different ways that this app can inform people. Like, if a hospital with a burn center, okay, let's say there's 138 burn centers in the United States, okay?
Right, okay.
And then worldwide, I talked to a physician from India when I was in Mexico. In India, there's a lot, because of the system, the way it's laid out, then frequently people are treated, sent back to the rurals, and there's a lot of problems with contractures there. So I know, and when I talked to the Physicians for Peace and for Latin America, they were really interested in it. So I know that there's a huge interest in it. Okay.
There's a market for it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a market. I know there's a market. And the thing is the neat thing is for me at this point, I've been marketing this damn thing, ever since I started. I did a presentation in 2015, with the military at Brooke Army Hospital. I did a presentation for the app. I've done a presentation for the app, with the American Burn Association. I'm published in the, Social Work, Health and Social Work. I've published in the International Society for Burn Injuries journal. It's called Burns. I published about the app there. So there's knowledge in the burn care community about this because, like I said, I've been a member of the ABA on the quality committee. Now I'm going in my second term of the quality committee, so people know who I am. So that's the interesting thing about it is that I need to get it off the university platform or somehow work out that arrangement. It's safe on the university's platform because it's encrypted, and that's how they sold this other app. Mm-hmm. They sold an app called Speak For Me, and it was
Speak
for
me.
People okay. who Speak For Me. Yeah, it was for people who weren't verbal to be able to communicate with their physicians.
Okay, more like a text-to-speech platform, right?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. And they sold it for $40 million.
Wow, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the potential. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Honestly, Rick, I know that you're going to think that this is ridiculous because you're a businessman, but I'm a social worker.
Right.
Okay? I'm a social worker. That's my heart. This project has been a passion. for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see it end up on the shelf. I want to, you know, I want to see this thing get into people's hands, and I'll do what I need to do to make it publicly accessible so that people can use it worldwide.
Right.
You know, and the thing
is
that I can take this app because I know it. I know it inside and out, and I can make it useful for people in India.
Right.
If I had the dollars, I could take my plan. I could video record people who look like the people who are going to use it in the language that they're going to use it. You know what I mean? It's like I can do that. It's all the same stuff. You just have to make it look like the people who are using it and sound like the people who are using it. So that's why I say I could do it in Spanish. I can do it in any language. It's the plan. I have the plan. You know, I have the design. I designed it. You see what I'm saying? So I know that I can do this. I just have to have you know, my university, they're not interested in this. This is translational research. This is not cutting edge science. I work at an R1 university.
Okay, sweet. Okay. So well, we
that's
we,
my point.
You, mm-hmm. So I think we can help you with both the routes. I mean, if you tell me that you want to make this successful, you want to, you know, you want help with getting the app live, getting it HIPAA compliant, we can help you with all that, right? And then making the app sellable or you know, marketing the app to patients and keeping it to yourself. Both these routes are doable. And if we talk about, you know, publishing the app, making it HIPAA compliant, and then, you know,
Compliant right now. It is HIPAA compliant right now.
Okay, so it's fully HIPAA compliant. Okay. All right.
It's fully HIPAA compliant. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on the platform that
it's on right now.
Okay.
On this university platform that we have, it is HIPAA compliant.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so we'd have to get the app live on the app stores. I think that's a kind of a preliminary requirement to be able to make this app accessible, right, in its most primitive terms. And then once that happens, then it can actually begin the actual app marketing, and both of that we can help you with. Right now, talking about the marketing of the application, you know, we do different kinds of marketing, and that's exactly why I asked you if you have a website that's there. Because a website, a landing page, is actually the doorway to the application. That's how people find the application. A lot of people would search for, you know, especially the burn injured people or people who are caring for them. The first intuition is to go online and search for some kind of medical help that's available online that they can get, you know, early access to, that they can, you know, jump on and get some kind of at least the first aid that they need. And then, if they find a resource like yours, I think they'd like to stick to it for at least a year after the incident happened, right? Now that said, we can help you market your app on the search engines. We can help you market your app on the social media as well. Now, when you talk about the search engines, you're talking about Google, you're talking about Bing, and Yahoo.
Oh yeah, I know,
right?
I know what they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So we help you market your application by ranking yourself on the search engines. So when people look for an application like yours, they can find you on the top of the search engines, and they can go ahead and download you. And that's exactly how digital marketing for any different tech startup or tech company works, right? You see all these different platforms out here, Facebook, you see, Uber, right? You see all of these platforms leverage digital marketing to be what they are today, and that is the potential, building a good digital marketing strategy around your application. My recommendation to you would be that since you sound ambitious about it, you kind of treat it like your own baby, and you have a background with first-hand background with a burn injury yourself. You do have that kind of profile to be able to kind of leverage that and be able to have some kind of a background for the application as well, right? I don't think the app could find a better parent, is what I'm trying to say. right? So if you keep the application to yourself for at least a year, try and make it work. We'll help you make it work through our tools and digital marketing and whatever we can do for you. And then if then you feel like you want to, you know, sell it, because in that by that time, the app would be in a lot better position to be flippable as well, right? You wouldn't have to look for different ways to be able to, you know, get a presentation, a slot at a community center or something. You'd be able to do it on your own, and we'll get you the tools and we'll help you with that as well. If at that time you decide to, you know, hand this over to a better parent and pursue the pediatric application, right? That's it. We can, you know, do about 6 months of search engine optimization for you to rank you on the search engine so people can, you know, find your application. The downloads on the application can start increasing, right, once it goes live on the app stores. And then we can help you market the application on the social media as well using Facebook, Instagram, and, you know, the other social media handles available.
And then what your reimbursement is? What you get a percent? You said you don't get a percentage. You get paid for by the hour. I mean, how do you guys get paid?
We get paid for the tenure that we work for on the application, right? If it's a 6 month plan that we, you know, do for you, that includes social media marketing and that includes SEO, then you know, we charge you for 6 months. And we commit to you a bracket of a result, right? Let's say we're talking about SEO. We tell you that we'll rank you on about 30 to 40 keywords that are going to be high volume, high volume keywords that will get traffic to your landing page. And that's exactly how you do it. I mean, we get traffic to your landing page. Then, you know, a proportion of people will download the application. And if you have a paid subscription to the application as well, more like monetizing the application, then another proportion or another sub-proportion of people will, you know, subscribe to the application. And that's exactly how, you know, the whole digital marketing works. So our commitment to you for the 6 months will be that we will rank you on, say, 30 or 40 different keywords that we'll actually give you a list of, you know, keywords that are potential for your kind of application that are relevant to your target audience, right? Now, when you select the 30 or 40 keywords after looking all the statistics and how much traffic it generates online, how many people search it every month, then, you know, we shortlist about 30, 40 keywords together, you and us, and then we get to ranking you on the search engines. Now, search engine optimization itself, I wouldn't go into a lot of detail in how that works because it's a whole science, right? It requires a lot of organic effort that goes, and there's no shortcut to getting your app on the first page on the first day, right? You have to spend the time. You have to rank it organically. You have to do all the efforts, the organic efforts to bring your app to the top of the search engines. And that's why people, you know, actually rank themselves on the search engines, why even the biggest companies out there, they rank themselves on the search engines, is because it has the most high intent traffic, as we call it. People, you know, you want to purchase your, you know, let's say a pair of leather shoes, right? You would, you know, your first intuition is that you would go online, and that's where, you know, you have the highest intent to make a purchase, right? Before you go down two blocks to a store, you try and search it online and see what companies are available, whether you can get it online or not. And I think post-COVID, the intent, or let's say the value of ranking yourselves on the search engines has increased multifolds. Because people, they don't like to go out. They like to sit in and search for something that they're looking for, right?
So that's, I'm really good at literature searches. I mean, I do a lot of that as an academic. And so I know about search terms. You know, I help graduate students choose search terms when they're doing their dissertations. Yeah. So I understand the idea of search terms. It's the marketing part that I really have just such a void for, because, like I said, I'm a social worker. You know, I want to see this app in people's hands. So that is my motivation. And so my, you know, like my, I'm just really just kind of organizing this thought, the idea of, you know, getting it, you know, on the market where somebody can, you know, I see it, honestly, Rick, I see it as hospitals, consigning with the company to be able to offer this to their patients. That's how I envisioned it.
Right. So that means, I mean, that again is where you own the application and you build partnerships with relevant people or relevant organizations in the Medicare industry, and that's how you get your, you know, your most useful user base on the application, right? Exactly.
And,
yes,
you know, like I said, if there's 168 burn centers in the United States, and, you know, and then you look at all the ones that are worldwide, like, for instance, in Turkey, all children who are burned receive care. So the adults, they're more on their own. So, but the idea is that, you know, so there's, I think, two burn centers in Turkey. There's burn centers all over the world. There's burn centers in Israel. There's burn centers all over the place. And so, I mean, I can see it being sold basically worldwide. With a little adaptation.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly, yeah, and, you know, I don't know if I should say this or not, but, you know, it has a huge market just because, you know, these incidents happen literally, you know, in every country and city all the time. And, you know, there's a lot of vacuum, I'd say, with something like this because you have to go down to a burn center. You have to get admitted before you can even start receiving your first aid. Right. And then, you know, a lot of time, a lot of people, especially the poorer ones, you know, like you mentioned, they don't have enough resources to be able to, you know, unless they have a really good insurance company, they are kind of doomed because they don't have the resources to be able to, you know, look at, you know, the post-incidental.
The post-burn care.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The post-burn care that they don't have, especially, like I said, you know, if they're in the rurals and statistically, more people in rural areas are burned than in urban areas, you know. And then, again, like because, you know, if they don't live within close proximity to the burn center, they're not going to get burn-informed care. They're not.
Right.
You know, and so and then there's just so many other possibilities for add-ons with this, you know, that, you know, it's like – Because I've done all this research, you know, I know what this app can do. You know what I mean?
No, definitely.
You know what I mean?
And you're a social worker yourself. I think the strategy part of it is there's no one better who could do it, right? I mean, I cannot tell you I can build a better strategy than you on who to market this to, and you know who's the most potential audience for this one. Where we will come in is where we'll you know, let's say monetize the application, right? Because the application, the platform has to be, you know, even if you don't want to make it, make a fortune out of it, you want to make it sustainable in the sense that.
I want it to be successful and sustainable.
Yeah, sustainable.
That's
in the
exactly
sense
right.
That, you know, you can maintain it. You know, you can maintain the application. You can maintain the platform. Who knows? You probably want to, you know, have a support line, more like a contact line or a support center.
Mm-hmm.
For you know a first aid of burn injured people, even all there's so many possibilities. But what we can help you with
is
marketing the application, positioning the application, and then monetizing the application to make sure you can continue to take this dream forward rather than having to flip it to someone. And then you know down the road, a year down the road, it's not a long term commitment to be honest with you, right? A year down the road, you feel like you want to flip this over and you want to use those funds to start the next application, even that does not sound like a bad idea because, like I said, this first application would be a lot mature by then. You'd have a sizable user base on the application and you'd have all the wheels and the locomotives built around it that you need in terms of notability, in terms of citation that we'd actually do for in the SEO and the social media marketing part.
I have 15 published articles under my belt with you know, well, I guess not all of them are about burns, but most of them involve burn injury. I have a PhD in health education. I have a master's degree in social work. I have a bachelor's degree in social work. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I still hold my license. You know, I teach, you know, I have the ability to inform this project, if you know what I mean. I have that ability. I also have the vision. Uh-huh. I know what this app can do. I know all the things that this app can do.
Just exactly what I feel.
I planned it. Mm-hmm. I planned it. I've been planning it for 10 years, you know, and then the more I know what it can do. You know what
I mean? And honestly, if you flip this over, if it has a new parent, even then they would need you on board. You know, there are, mm-hmm. you know, acquisitions where the original owner has to stay on board in order to make sure, you know, the original idea, the first-hand vision mm-hmm. with the application stays alive, right? And that's,
Yeah, and if they wanted to do the pediatric app, like I said, I already have the plan. I have it all laid out, you know. It's just my problem, honestly, Rick, was that my collaborator at the burn center where it was supposed to pilot, he quit and left. You know, and so then by the time I found other hospitals who were willing to pilot it, my future at this university is, you know, now curtailed. But I it's taking too long anyway. You know what I mean? It's taking too long to do it this way. I'm getting emails from people who have friends who've gotten burned and they want to use it. My neighbor is a drummer. And he was out in the sun too long last year. Hmm. And I, you know, it's like I had all these supplies from when we did the videos, you know, so I was like, gave him all these burn supplies and I gave him the app. And he loved it. You know, the people from my support group who were involved in the focus groups, you know, they want to know when is it going to be available to everybody? And yes, that's the nice thing is it's set up right now for 90 days, but they can go back. They don't lose anything. Once those messages are loaded, they never go away. So people can go back. So like, for instance, on week 2, day 5, they really liked this message. It was really helpful to them. It was uplifting to them. They can go back to that. The other thing is that the messages are tailored for anticipated level of healing.
What exactly does the last part mean? I mean, what do you mean by anticipated level of healing?
Okay, anticipate. So in other words, when people are discharged from a burn center, Rick, they are still quite ill. They have open wounds. They're medically stable. Get them out of there, okay? They're into releasing patients to the community and turning that care over to the community. The community is not prepared to do that. So what typically happens is that the person goes home, you know, little Becky that went to high school with your kid or went to school with you, went to junior college, got her nursing degree, and she works for a home health agency. Doesn't know shit about burns, pardon my language. Doesn't know anything about it. She comes in, she flips out, Becky can't handle it, or Becky doesn't dress the wounds the way that they did in the hospital, and they ask her to leave, or she leaves and never comes back. That's what typically happens. That puts a lot of pressure on the caretaker, right? They need, you know, and so then the other thing is that there's nobody who's burn-informed in the mental health arena for these people. So I have all kinds of resources on there where they can get help from burn-informed people because I've been exposed to all these people for the past 10 years. So I have things from the Phoenix Society for Burn Survivors on there. I have things from MKRT something or other. I can't remember. They're at University of Washington. You know, but I have all these things on there that they've given to me to add to what the app can bring to people, you know, linkages for aftercare.
I just feel like, you know, you have all, you know, you have the relevant background in terms of your education, you know, Because in order to be able to run such a platform, the first thing I think you need is empathy, you know, and when you pursue social, you know, social work as education, it gives you background on running any social startup, which is something that I'd call it, because I think it's a social community kind of an application that can help people, regardless of whether, you know, what their financial standing is, regardless of what they do, what sectors they are, you know, participating in. And then you have the connections and you have the, you know, the relevant experience yourself. So I'd be really sad if this goes out to a new parent, I'd be honest with you. And, you know, I think the only thing that's missing in this piece of puzzle is that, you know, you're kind of the only horse right now who's pulling the chariot, right? And
that's the other thing. There is no other burn-centered mobile app on the market anywhere. No one's ever done one. Just me.
Wow, okay. Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've been doing mobile applications for about a decade now, and I've not come across a burned healthcare application myself. Uh-huh. So I wouldn't contest that, right? And that just shows that it has a lot of potential that this can this app can reach. I think it just needs the right kind of team to be able to collaborate with you and make this successful. Even if say down the road you want to get rid of it. But I think a better time would be sometime down the road when you've done, when you've put it to a certain pedestal where people can actually, start finding it. And then you could, give it out to, someone who has a lot of money or someone who has a lot of resources or even, an organization that could better, could get better help with it. Right. That said, I certainly am positive. I would, even if it's a collaboration between you and us, I'd be more than happy to do whatever I can to, kind of partner with you on this and make this successful. I think I already helped you understand how we work and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me about the remuneration. Like I mentioned, we strictly work for hire, so we don't take any kind of, royalties in your business. We don't try and take equity in your business. It remains with you, and we work with you just to make it successful, right? Now, if you tell me, if you ask me, I'd definitely like to have something like this on my portfolio as well, as a businessman, like you called me, right? So, having something like this on my portfolio, I think it's going to be my, of course, my honor as well, and we'd like to showcase it in our branding as well, that we, kind of partnered with you and helped you, market the application to the masses. And
Are you near a computer? Are you near a computer, Rick?
I'm at a computer right now. Yep.
All right, here. Hang on. Let me open mine, and I'll make sure that I have the correct. Hang on a minute. I was going to tell you where you could, while we're on, I'd really kind of like you to look at it.
Yeah, show me some articles you were talking about. Show me something that I...
All right, hang on. Let me. I just make sure I have the right terms.
All right.
All right, let's see. Let me go here. All right. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, probably the best place. Hang on. Is it here? No. All right, let's try this one. Hang on. All right. Okay, let's see, this might be it. Okay, here's one. If you go to my name, which is THEREASA, ABRAMS,
yeah.
Burn app.
Burn app, okay. Okay, so the first thing I see here is from UT Daily Beacon. It says UT professor bridges home hospital to burn survivors with app. And that probably is you, right? All right, nice. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Dr. Karen Rose. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, I see your university blog on this as well. I think it has a good online presence. It has a good basic online presence that you need in order to take this to the next level. And I think that's going to make the work easier as well in terms of marketing the application on the search engines, because like I said, that's where you generate the traffic from, be that an application or just a website. And I'm still trying to glance through all the links on here. The Bridge is the name? Is that the name of the application?
Yes.
Okay.
The idea is bridging hospital to home.
Right. Now, that's a sweet tagline. And I see something on booksc.eu, and I think that's a European Union website as well. And
yep.
This government link to the NIH as well. Cool. I think you have a few backlinks. And what's your original website? You said you had a landing page.
It's on the UTK Hits Lab. Let me see if I have that. It's on UTK.
The UTK website itself?
Hits Lab. UT. K H I T S Lab, Hits Laboratory. Let's see if it's here. I think it's that one. Yeah, Hits. Okay, here we go.
So is that like your own ownership, or is that a third party?
No, that's the university. That's the platform that it's on. So here, if I look at the HITS lab and I look at projects, here's the Bridge is the first one. So you just do UTK. HITS.UTK.EDU/bridge/.
Could you send me that link to the chat on the website? Are you still on the website? I think I lost you.
Let me look.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Let me see where you are. Okay, here you go.
You just come disconnected. Back to Hoff, so I'm, Hoff
yeah, it says you disconnected. Yeah. Will it not take that? Oh, I'll just write it. Oh, I see. Okay. Hang on. Why is it not working? It's not taking my thing. I can't type in it. It says you disconnected unless I have left the chat.
I think you'd have to refresh the page. As long as it's still on the website, you could just refresh
the
page.
All right, let me try that. All right. All right, spinning. Do you think that there is, okay, I'll get a free quote. Oh, here we go. I'll go ahead and put that in there now. There you go.
Wait, I see you back here right now. Okay, let me. All right, got it. Thanks. So let me pull that up real quick. Okay, so yeah, finally I get to see something. I see the screenshots now. All right, yeah, I mean, I think that definitely looks good, and
That's why I brought in design.
right. Yeah, the interface is
For the
nice as
interface.
well. Yeah, the interface is nice as well. The UI UX is pretty decent, just how it should be for a Medicare application. And so the app's complete, right? We don't need any help with the application except
No.
for taking it
No.
live on the app
Unless we
stores and.
wanted to, yeah, unless we wanted to do more, you know, and that's why it would be cool, you know, if they wanted me to continue to build on this. Like I said, I want to build the pediatric app. I've got the plan. It's already laid out. I didn't get tenure because what I do is translational research. It's not, you know, cutting edge, basically. And to be perfectly honest, you know, 1% of the population gets burned every year. The thing is that they are very high need, very expensive. So anything that you can give them to keep them from having to come back to the hospital and to have the more positive outcomes, you know, you have to have somebody, I believe that somebody who understands medicine. The other thing is that I could adapt this app to any other condition because I know how it works and I know how I made it. I know how to do it. You know what I mean? I don't have the support.
I mean, you as one person, I mean, you sound like someone who has a lot of background with this, but you know, as a single person, you know, you can do so much, right? Like I
Right.
said, the only thing that's missing on here is probably you're the only horse pulling the chariot, and you need a team to. What I'm thinking is, you know, you could even use this application to build the funds for the next one, right? I mean, there are always more than one ways to pursue something, and even if the tender never worked out, you did not get the you know, the support from the university for the reasons you mentioned, you already have a platform now that you built with all your, you know, your heart and soul. You could use this platform, and I think when you build a sizable community that benefits from it, I don't see why, you know, people would not want to donate or want to you know, pay for the application's use, and you know, especially when they know that that's going to go towards building the next application or the next platform for pediatric patients, right? And
Right.
that's a perfectly doable route. Yeah.
And for the pediatric app, it's a three-tiered pediatric app. One for the siblings, one for the patient, one for the caregiver. Because burns are a family injury, particularly with pediatric patients. And so, you know, if you look at the research, the theoretical background of that particular app is family cohesion, to try and build family cohesion. The other thing is that I wanted the kids to be able to link with other kids who are using the app.
Right, so more like four interfaces, you know, one for the caregiver, like you mentioned, one for the patient, a third one for, you
And one
said,
for the
was
siblings.
siblings. Okay, yeah, of course. And a fourth one for people to, in fact, more like a connection between patients so they can share their experience and what worked for them and what not, right?
You chat, a chat, so kids can get together with kids.
All right, that sounds like a nice idea. I mean, and you said that you already have the plan built out. Is that on
Already
paper
got it
or
all
is that
laid
in your
out.
head?
I have it on paper.
Okay. Well, I think if the funding is just what you're waiting on to get the second app going, then the best way to go about it is probably to, you know, kind of make the first app successful, and that's going to shoot the, you know, that's going to shoot two birds with one arrow. And you know, you could make this first application successful. I think that probably is your dream. You want to do it, and then using those funds, you could you know, fund the second application. And you know, that said, both these things remain to your name. and you have full control on how to grow it and how to scale this forward. So, like I said, I mean, if you want to go from an individual to a team, I'd be more than happy to collaborate with you and do. You mentioned that you don't have a lot of finances to pursue this. I totally understand that as well. And if there's something that I can do on that part, I think that the benefit that I would get out of it is that I get to have you on my portfolio and this application on my on my showcase that we work with you. And that probably is enough for a business like us. So, like, I mean, boiling it down to what we can do for you, I think, since the SEO would still remain a priority here, I think you do need your own website too. So you have your own platform, because you wouldn't be able to conduct SEO on someone else's platform, right? You'd need your own website first of all. I'm actually glad to see that you have the screenshots and everything, and you have some content as well. So what we could do is we could, the first step would be to get your website live and then have your app live on the app stores as well. Both things we could help you with, right? And once that's done, we can start with the SEO and the SMM as well. And I think for a start, you could try the first 6 months, because that's kind of the bare minimum to actually have the SEO start producing results. And then, if it works out, if you feel like it is going to work out, but the thing is, I mean, if you want to still continue to pursue it, you are more than welcome to, take it forward from there, right? But then if by that time you feel like you want to opt out, you want to hand this over to someone better who may be able to offer you a good price, and then, that helps you pursue the second ambition, that could actually, be a shortcut for you to go from the first application to the next.
That's what I imagine. The second scenario was really what I imagine, or whoever it is that buys this would be interested in building the second app, and I could make that happen. I made this app. I built this app in 10 months.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry?
What was the last thing you said? You helped build the application?
Oh, I said, well, it was 10 years in the making in terms of designing it.
Wow.
But I built it. I mean, I had it built in 10 months. I had a grant. I got it done. I got it built in 10 months under budget. I mean, it's just, like I said, I know how to do this. That's the thing, Rick. I know how to do this. I know, I mean, like,
right.
I could do it for anything, basically, if I just knew, if I took the time to learn more about diabetes, you know what I mean? I could do one of these apps for diabetes. And this, I believe with all my heart and soul that this
right.
is what people are going to start looking for. People are going to start looking for something like this to help them, because I'm already getting calls from people. Can my friend use your app?
Well, there you go.
You
so,
know?
I mean, you already have a proof of work concept, more like a proof of work that, people need an application like this, right? Now, the roadmap, what I can think of is, you make this first app go live, make it public, make it accessible, and then why not build the second idea or the second concept with a pediatric application on the same application, right? The burn injured application, because you could even, make it as a more like an aggregator, as what we call it in our jargon, an aggregator for in the second phase for a pediatric patients, right? And then in the third phase, you could partner up with a diabetes institution that could help you with the knowledge and the resources to put on your platform. And you could partner up with them, and you could have a third flip side to the application as well. And I feel like, you could grow this on your own. It's just that, I mean, like you said, when you do it alone, then you need, a lot of years, you need a lot of time to pursue something that could be done within a few months if you were working with people who are kind of specialists at what they do, right? Because you work in social sector, we work in marketing. Someone could probably help you with the PR and everything. So that's how you build a team, and that's how you, bring a team together to make it successful. So
Right.
what we
Well,
can do,
that's how I
yeah.
built this thing. I brought a team together, and we got it done. So, but I can't do that here. I can't do that at this university. That's the problem.
Well, I'd say
When you
forget the
don't get, let me
university, to be
explain,
honest with
Rick.
you.
When you don't get tenure, Rick, you have a year to find another job.
Right, yeah. I
That
mean,
a lot of people don't understand, how academia works, but that's how it works.
well, I can only wish you good luck. I mean, it sounds demotivating. But like I said, I mean,
No,
there's always more than one ways to go about something, and I think this platform, since you have it built, I think this could be your next commitment, in terms of your effort, in terms of doing something big, right? And we could
Right.
even build more like a monetization module within the platform as well, where if you want to, offer more like a subscription tier of the application, whereby there's a paywall. And there's a more of a premium version of the application as well within the same application, right? We could do that as well, like a $10 subscription or a $20 per month subscription for a different kind of resource that's not available to the free users on the application, right? Or if you don't want to do this commercially, or you don't want to charge people at least for the first, let's say the first year, you wanna give this out to the patients free of cost, without keeping any kind of a monetization value in there. We could just have a donation function where people could actually know about your second project and what you intend to do with that. And once they know that all the funds are going to the second ambitious idea, a lot of people would be interested in funding the second idea for you. And you wouldn't even have to look out for an investor, give out a piece of control to a third-party investor who may have a different direction than you. They might be more commercial, let's say, right? They might want to make the app more commercial, while that may not be your plan, for example, right? So the 100% control stays with you, through us, because, like I said, we don't take any kind of equity, right? So the app still stays with you. You don't need a third-party investor, and you use one platform to build the second one and to fund the second platform on there. Now, from there, we could decide. I mean, if you want to build an altogether different application, let's say you land a good funding, you could, build the second application altogether separately from the first one. But if you want to, extend the first application into a second phase, even that's a route you could look at, and we could help you with that as well. I think the first, talking about baby steps from here, what we're talking about is, A, getting the app live on both the app stores, the iOS and the Android, and then. And by the way, what technology or what framework have you built the first app on?
Enclave.
What was that again, Terry?
Enclave, ENCLAVE, Enclave.
Enclave, okay. So yeah, I mean, if we can get the app live on both the iOS and Android, right, and have more like a landing page that's going to serve as a marketing collateral online, that we could help you rank on the search engines. We could leverage social media as well to garner some kind of attraction towards the application. And once that's done and you start receiving downloads on the application, from there you'd be in a much better mindset mentally as well to be able to look at different directions that you may that you know and there's a host of options and opportunities from there that you could, leverage, whether that the second application or second phase of the first application, a lot of ways to go about it.
All right. Rick, what is your last name?
Sorry?
What is your last name?
Martin?
Okay. I'm just writing it down.
Okay.
Okay. Where are you located, Rick?
Well, we're based in California. We have a second office in we opened a new office, this last month in New York as well. And if you ask me, I come from Asia. My original name is Mikhail, and people here they call me Mike because that's more familiar with Americans. So I've been
Oh,
in the United
I
States for
thought you
about
said your name was Rick. Okay. What is your real name? What is your name then?
Mikhail.
Mikhail, okay.
Yes. So,
Okay, I'm
you
sorry.
know, being in the United States for I think about 8 years now, and I've been doing mobile applications for about 10 years. So, yeah, but I mean, if you ask me where we're sitting at, we're in California, and you know, you're more than
Okay.
welcome to visit us as well. We have an office where you could come down, and we could have a, you know, we could have coffee and chat as well.
Well, interestingly, my other two hospitals that are kind of just test driving it are UC San Diego and USC. So,
Lovely. Okay. I mean, yeah. So you already have people that you could connect with, and feel free to come down whenever you get a chance. If, you know, this vacation or next one, you're more than welcome.
right. Well, okay. What is your phone number, Mikhail?
Well, the same number, 408-746.
408, okay.
I think this is a different
746,
number. Yes,
okay.
yeah, so it's 408-746-3290.
290. And that's your personal number? That, like, if I call this, I'll get you?
Yeah, you'll call my office. You know, it'll be either me or my assistant, but it's going to be one of us. So yeah, this is my direct number.
Okay. All right. Well, so now you can see this isn't just like an idea that I'm running with. You know what I mean? It's like it's actually a reality. And so like I said, right now I just started thinking about the idea of, how I could market this to sell it. Having a backer to build another one, kind of a thing. So that's my thought. So you have given me a lot of information, and I really appreciate it. And I understand what you're saying in terms of what it is that you can offer, and I can see how that would be useful. I guess what I'm wondering is, like, let's say hypothetically that you and I engage in this partnership, okay? And you get it on Google Play, and you get it on, iTunes, and you get it in social marketing, and you do all those things that you're good at. I'm not. So we partner with this, and then I want to sell it. Okay? What's the likelihood of that?
Well, see, we first of all, we don't We wouldn't be able to guarantee that the application or the platform
Oh,
itself
no,
or
I
the
know
start of
that.
a sale
I'm
is
not
going to
looking
sell.
for a guarantee. I'm just saying, what's the likelihood? Because I don't want to spend a lot if it's not going to be able to pay for itself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in a position to pay you to do your magic. I
To
need
pay
to
you
be
back,
able to
yeah.
know that that there's going to be a return.
Well, see, all I can tell you is that any platform, especially in the Medicare industry, it has this unique charm that, you know, when it's a young startup, there is some point where, you know, people are interested in buying it, right? And that's exactly why I said that, you know, before we even try and sell it, or before we even try and pitch it to an investor, we don't, you know, waste our opportunities until we think we are ready for this, right? So we don't just per se help you get connected with the investors. We do all the, you know, the bridge marketing as well, right? We help you with the, you know, building an investor pitch deck. We help you build a sizable audience online. We help you build, you know, all the bells and whistles around it to make it actually a flippable platform. And since we have done it before, I'm sorry, I said, since we've done it before, we can continue to do it for you, right? Now, if you talk about the likelihood of on, you know, whether this is going to sell or not, I can tell you that yes, this is going to sell. I cannot just tell that, you know, it's going to be in a month or two, or it may even take about 6 months, right? But until the time it take, you know, it doesn't become attractive for the investors, we will continue to work on it, and we will continue to make it, you know, a platform with a sizable audience that people can actually find. The investors can look at it, and you know, we'll also help you negotiate the terms as well when you know, when you actually have the investors on door and you want to pursue with selling it. Right now, my suggestion to you would be that, you know, it's still a little early for, you know, just because you mentioned that you don't have the app on the app stores yet, you know, it's not an accessible platform right now. Even if you take it to the investors, they'd have to first, you know, see whether it is a workable model or not, right? And that legwork, that part, you'd have to prove that yourself. You'd have to invest your time and effort. You'd have to, you know, have you know, a company that can help you, or, you know, a team that can bring together its expertise with marketing the platform, and actually having a proof of work, a proof of concept that you can then start, you know, getting it out to the other people. Now, I would still say you don't look at it from, you know, from the proposition of selling it. I think you should first pursue this, you know, application yourself, and try and see where this can take you, where what kind of opportunities this opens up, right?
Okay, I understand. All right, let me think about this. I'll kind of digest all of this. You have my contact information. You have
I
my
do.
name. And so I guess what I want to do, one of my collaborators is a pretty heavy hitter in the American Burn Association. And so I've reached out to him and a few other people that I know just to, you know, to see what their thoughts are. But I need to
Consult people in your fraternity to be able to see what they think
Right.
about it, right? That sounds fair,
Right,
yeah.
right. Yeah, and I, you know, and you're, I just, what I did, I just Googled, you know, when I looked at medical apps,
Right.
you know, that, to try and find, you know, how I could do this, because I did reach out to the Burn, or to the Research Foundation who funded it. And when I asked them, you know, how they went about selling this last app, this, you know, speak for me, or can you speak for me, or whatever it is. Then, but I have, she just said that, let me go back. Let me see if I can find it.
Is that the same application that has a number 4 instead of 4? It says speak for me, text to
Yeah,
speech.
speak for me. Yeah,
All right,
that's
okay,
the
I'm
one
looking
they
at it
sold
right
for
now.
40 million.
Oh, wow, okay. Now you see, even this platform, it has 7,000 plus reviews on it, right? Now you could gauge the amount of the astronomical amount of users the application already has, right? Now I don't know if this was the work of the marketing work of the first team that kind of built it, or if this is by the person or the team or the company that acquired it, but they are already at a phase where they can, you know, they can flip it over and over again, to be honest with you. Right, because it is a successful platform. It has a 4.6 star rating on the Apple App Store. I'm looking at that right now. So that it looks, you know, it looks. I mean, you just need to get there, to be honest with you. I mean, I think you have a platform, you have an idea, you have the expertise to pursue this. And I don't see someone better. I don't want this to go out to a businessman who would turn this into a commercial application, because at the end of the day, it's for healing survivors, and you know, it can do it can have a lot more impact within the community. So tell me this, let's try and boil this down, right? Apart from the vision behind it, if we talk about the financial aspect of it, what sort of funds do you have? To you know, let's say if I tell you that, you know, tell me what you have bootstrapped to yourself that you could spend on the application and try and make it successful, let's say for the next 6 months.
I don't even have a clue, Mikhail, how what that would be, honestly. I mean, see, that's the thing. That's what I, you know, working at home. I don't have any funds, actually. I have none. You know, I have no funds to actually do this. That's why I thought it would be better to just go ahead and flip the first app and then, you know, be able to, you know, build that second app with, you know, when the prototype that I did, I contracted with the back end. I was working for a medical school in the Institute for Plastic Surgery, and there was a burn center there, and so that's where I did the prototype. But they did not have the capacity to do the back end, and so when I left the medical school, I came to the University of Tennessee, who did have the capacity. So we got her done. You know what I mean? We got it done, and and I used my startup funds for that, because when you get a job here, they give you, $20,000 for startup funds.
Right.
So I invested that, and then the research foundation invested in it, and the college, the social work, invested in it. And so I don't have any money to invest in it. I mean, like, I could not pay you to do your magic unless it came out of something, came out of the sale, basically.
Right. So, I mean, on the brighter side, you at least have an asset that you could, at least leverage and do something with it, right? That said,
mm-hmm.
If we already have the next steps kind of laid out during the discussion we're having, right? A website,
mm-hmm.
to have a marketing, a landing page where people could go to, and, even probably more like a web platform for the application, the website,
mm-hmm.
itself.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, mm-hmm. getting the app, scrutinized and then live on the app stores, including whatever it takes,
mm-hmm.
to actually become submittable on the app stores. And then we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
about 6 months of marketing, including SEO and the,
mm-hmm.
SMM.
Mm-hmm.
On a regular day, if this was, something we do for bread and butter, we would charge about, $7,000 to $8,000, depending upon a couple of things, of course. $7,000 to $8,000 is a safe bracket within which we'd do all these things, including 6 months of marketing as well. So it kind of,
mm-hmm.
covers you about 7 to 8 months from here. If we have to work together, Teresa, I probably can get you on board for $4,000. And that,
mm-hmm.
is, I don't know if I should say this or not, but, this is more like a cost-to-cost basis project whereby, we'll only be charging you for the resources that go into it. And that,
mm-hmm.
kind of covers you with the website itself, the application's,
mm-hmm.
deployment, and 6 months of marketing. So, I mean, if you tell me you,
mm-hmm.
if that is the kind of funds you can do to kind of, take your best bet at it and pursue the application,
mm-hmm.
then, we definitely,
mm-hmm.
can work together. The second,
mm-hmm.
route, said trying to sell the application, I just feel like, either you need a broker, right, that can,
mm-hmm.
Sell the application for you, and they charge anywhere between 4% and 20% to sell a platform, right? Even if you go,
mm-hmm.
go to flipr.com, or you go to, let's say, Flip Empire, those are more commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need someone more, within the Medicare industry. They charge you between,
mm-hmm.
4% and 20% maximum to sell this. And that's,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of a lot of price for what this would sell for. I mean, if, let's say, you sell the platform,
mm-hmm.
for, I don't know what.
Hello?
You still there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah. So I was saying that, if you, let's say, for example, you want to sell the platform for $100,000, right? Then the broker or the company that helps you sell this will charge you anywhere between $4,000 and $20,000 just to flip the platform over, right? And that just sounds, that's not a fair price to get rid of the platform without even getting a chance to, pursue it properly in terms of marketing, right? So I would, again, say that your best bet here should be to try and pursue this, at least for the next 6 months, if not a year. And then by that,
mm-hmm.
time, you'd even be in a better position to be able to get, an investor on board without having to depend upon a broker or having to depend upon someone to bring in an investor would be interested in taking over something like this.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? So what do
right.
you think? I mean, the
Well,
first option? Yeah.
the first option. You mean the first option of just me hanging on to it and just putting it on the website and then collecting money from people who use it, or are we talking? I guess I'm a little bit confused. You know, maybe I have too many options on the table. I can't think through it all.
Okay, Naya, I think my bad. So let me try and simplify this for you. The first option, you pursue this yourself. And then, you know, even the first option has a few steps, right? You do the live making process first, deploy the app on the app stores, have a website to send the traffic to. And then there comes the next step where you, you know, build the traffic around it through marketing means, right? That's your first step, to pursue the application yourself, right? The second option you have is to hire a broker that specializes in the Medicare industry and pay them whatever they charge to flip the platform for you.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. All right. I'm with you now.
Right. So the first option that I gave you, do you think that's doable in terms of finances? Like, I mean, is that going to – I'm just sending you links, by the way, while I'm talking to you, if you're looking at the website right now.
Okay.
Those are just, you know, to kind of make you familiar with Often Laser. Since you mentioned that you just found us online.
Yeah, okay, well, let me go look at it. I just walked away from my computer for 1 second.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I'm walking back. Here I go. All right, I'm going to your website. All right.
Yeah, I think you're still on the website. I see you on the chatter. Yeah,
I'm here. I'm looking at, Hoff and News that announced its launch operations in New York. Okay.
Right, so like I mentioned to you, we launched a new office in the New York region, and this is the press release work on Newswire. And the second link that I sent to you is the Clutch profile. So we are you know, premium partners with Clutch as well. Clutch is a pretty, you know, established platform that you know, for app developers like us, and you know, you could read some reviews. It has a few reviews on here, and then I'll send you a link to Trustpilot as well, just to make you more familiar with the you know, the company that I represent.
Okay. No, this is good. Honestly, Mikhail, I mean, it sounds like we understand each other. You know, that I think that you understand what I hope to gain from this, and yeah, I think that I want to make it public.
Well, what I feel is that, you know, I kind of know what you're lacking here. Right, and that's exactly why I want to partner up with you in good faith and be able to help you, you know, make this successful, right? So, and then again, I mean, you know, you've already had the platform. It's an asset you have that you could use to, you know, find many different, you can open different doors with it, and it just requires, you know, I know $4,000 in today's time, and, you know, especially post-COVID is not a small amount, but then I think for something like this, and especially, you know, when, you know, something like this on a regular day would cost you about $7,000 to $8,000 with any reasonable company, I think $4,000 would be, you know, a sufficient budget to get you going for the next 6 to 8 months, right? And you could even, you know, kind of yield that back or kind of harvest that back when the app, when the platform is actually in a sellable position where you can actually flip it and you can, you know, you can have you have something to show to the investors.
Okay.
Right, Terry? So what do you say? You want to work with me? I mean, where are we going?
You know, honestly, I think, you know, this all sounds good. I'm just looking at some of my collaborators that I've sent my email to today. In nursing, here's one from nursing. And she says, I do recommend that you see buyout of the app and your expertise. This means you have the heavy hitters purchase the idea version and your time. Otherwise, you'll be in the business of owning the business and trying to sell the product to users. It may be profitable, but a full-time job. I would advise otherwise. The big companies can do more
complicated things and more quickly than the little business can. Besides, what makes the app important is the topic and your expertise, so you want to sell yourself as well. That's what she wrote.
That's an email you're reading, right?
Yep, I just read that, yeah. That's an email from nursing.
Right. I think they're kind of saying the same thing as well, except
yeah.
The, you know, having a job part and, you know, having that first to be able to pursue this, that I wouldn't fully agree with. But, yeah, I mean, otherwise, I think they're kind of speaking the same thing we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, you said you've been doing this for about 10 years, but are you new to this company? Because I'm wondering why you were on the chat. Usually, in my world, when you're on the chat, that means you're drumming up business.
Okay, let me tell you this. So this name, Rick Martin, even that does not belong to me. The person who engaged you, he's the chat representative, right? So he,
uh-huh.
You know, he was on the chat, he engaged you. And I usually don't stay in this particular room. I was sitting in my room, and, you know, when you came in on the website and you got connected, it was coincidental
uh-huh.
that I was sitting with this guy, and I, you know, we were talking about something. And I said, hey, why don't I just go on the call and, you know, try and see what the client is looking for? Because, you know,
uh-huh.
you said you wanted a second application as well. You had a first application that you need help with selling with as well. The chat representatives here, actually the – you know,
that's why you're Rick. No wonder I was confused, Mikhail. You're
yes.
not Rick at all.
Sorry?
Okay, I got you. No, I said you're not Rick at all. I think I'm funny.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not Rick myself. Rick's actually, you know, in the same room, but he happens to, you know, handle the chats and, you know, to greet people on the website, right, the visitors.
Okay. Okay.
I'll send you my.
All right.
I'll send you something from my email. That probably would,
uh-huh.
you know, kind of better connect us.
All
so,
right. Let me.
Yeah.
Address. Okay. It's T like Terry,
uh-huh.
ABRAMS like Abrams 1 at utk.edu.
UTK at dot edu, right?
Right.
All right. I think I got it. Oh, yeah, I'll send
okay.
you an email. In fact, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. I'm looking at my email. You're sending me something now?
Yeah, I'm sending you just a more like a hi on the email, just so you have my email.
Okay.
And Terry Abrams, me put a subject here.
Okay.
All right, so I just sent you and, all right, send. Okay, so you should get something in your inbox in a couple moments.
Oh, there's one other thing I wanted to add.
Uh-huh.
And
yes,
my
please.
Collaborator is actually working on some virtual reality for the pediatric app.
A virtual reality for what? I'm sorry?
For the pediatric app, you know, for like games, for exercise.
Uh-huh.
And virtual reality. She's really interested in virtual reality, you know, and so she and her students are working on like the exercises,
uh-huh.
but use virtual reality.
Nice. So more like games or, you know, more like
uh-huh.
a gaming
yep,
platform?
Exercise into games.
All right, that sounds interesting. So what framework are they using? Are they using Unreal Engine or are they using Unity?
I don't know. I don't know. I would have to ask her what's using. But or what, how we could, how that all comes together. But I think that, you know, that was something that we had talked about that I thought would be a really neat thing to add, you know, to the package. So, but, and she's presented that idea at several conferences as well. So there is that.
Right, so we do work on virtual reality as well. So, I mean, whenever you guys need some kind of guidance, you need some, you know, tech support in terms of, you know, speaking to the virtual reality developer, you know, now that we're connected, you're more than welcome on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's, you know, this is her expertise, is this virtual reality. And so it's going to be, I mean, that would be part of what we would build for the pediatric app. You know what I mean? So I had forgotten about that. Reminded me. So, yeah, I mean, this is, yeah. It's so weird. It's so weird, Mikhail, because, you know, I have all this in my head. And it's on paper, you know what I mean? It's a plan. I was going to write a grant for a federal grant. But you have to have data, and I don't have data. And I don't have time to get data. Like I said, I, you know, my 10-year bid didn't work out quite the way that I had planned, and so I have a year to make this happen.
So why don't you start designing the application yourself? I mean, now that you have a clear understanding of what you want to do with the second one, you said that you are familiar with design tools yourself, right?
It is already designed. I mean, like, I have it set up. I have a rationale. I have the plan written. I don't have a budget, you know, but I have almost everything ready to do a federal grant, but I don't have data, and I don't have time to get data. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And the thing is that I'm an academic. You know, the whole idea about what they really want you to do is they want you to develop, they want you to do research, and for an app, they want you to sell it. And so I'm in a position right now where I want to keep this alive and moving forward and get into the hands of patients, and that being my goal.
Right.
I would love to build the pediatric app, you know, so that maybe if the person or the entity that purchases it wanted to do that, I can do that. You know what I mean? There's no, I know I can do it. I have all the connections to do the focus groups. I have a place. You know, I have partners that I can, you know, I can partner with for handoff, you know what I mean? So when they're done with the app, then they, you know, they go to handoff to burn foundations and that kind of thing.
Right.
Like I said, I've been doing this for a really long time. And I know a lot of people, but, you know, burn care is not a high priority for a lot of people. But if you were to talk to the surgeons who do it, you know, they keep people alive with a 97% burn, Mikhail. That means everything but the soles of your feet.
Right, exactly.
Imagine,
I mean, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough social work.
They save their lives, and then they discharge them, and they hope for the best. So here I come. You know, and I'm saying I can offer this. You know, this is here. The problem is burn centers don't have any money. You know, everybody gets the same care at a burn center, whether they have funding or not. If that's just how it goes. Everybody gets the same care. That's why they have to discharge as soon as they're medically stable. And that's where this app comes in, is that it provides that care. Like when I was burned, 1964, there was no burn center. You know, and so...
I'm sorry, you said that there wasn't a burn center?
There weren't burn centers in those days. There was no burn center, you know, and I was burned 34% of my body, and there's no rhyme or reason as to why I survived, but I did. So the point is that they don't have a lot of money to invest in this.
Right.
But I think that they would tell you that this is a valuable resource. So maybe, you know, maybe if, you know, I'm not a marketing person. I'm not. I can imagine it. I can envision how this could work. Uh-huh. But how you get from here to there is really not in my wheelhouse.
Right. But
I'm a very passionate person, and people will tell you that when I talk about it, they want
it. I can tell. Yeah. Yeah, I can tell that. So, you know, even the biggest companies out there, you know, they have two ways to go about marketing, right? Either they hire a company or they hire someone or a team themselves in-house. That's a lot more expensive, of course. And, you know, on the flip side, they have the resources to do it. And that's just how you can go about marketing, right? You know, first class, A-class marketing. Those are two ways to go about it, right? So at one point or the other, you'd have to take this leap of faith to, you know, get you from point A to point B, where you'd have to collaborate with a team. You'd have to engage them to make sure you can, you know, you can start adding the wheels to your idea. And whether that be for any purpose, you know, for any of the purposes we discussed, in order to get to the next step, I think what's missing here is the marketing, actually, you know, the accessibility and then marketing, right? Accessibility for the application to become downloadable. And then for people to be able to find it when they need it the most.
Right, right. Well, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, well, okay, I have your number, Mikhail, and I'm going to reach out to the Research Foundation and tell them about, you know, about what you have to offer and see what they say. I mean, they may be able to pay you as well. I don't really know, you know, but they will benefit if it's sold. The university will benefit if it's sold. My department will benefit if it's sold. Everybody benefits, you know what I mean? So, and that's, I think, what they really wanted out of this deal to begin with, which is why I know that Speak for Me, or whatever it's called, you know, they got $40 million for that. So I don't know how they did that. But like I said, I'm just really getting started on trying to figure out what to do next.
Well, I can tell you how they possibly would have done that, right? Because flipping is nothing new. It's not reinventing the wheel, right? You just have to take the same steps that all these companies take to flip themselves at one point or the other, right? Acquisitions, IPOs, taking or merging with other platforms, that happens literally every day, right? And you just have to make yourself attractive, the business attractive, and that's how, you know, you start to gain traction within your industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that said, I mean, unless you have to, you know, I think that you have a kind of a dependency on the university to give you a go-ahead on this, or at least the final advice before we can jump the guns on this, right?
Right. Yeah, I need to check with them. I mean, I already talked, or I already got an email from them this morning. Let me see if I can find it. Da-da-da-da-da. But it's here at the bottom. All right. Okay, there she is right there. Okay. They were wanting me to talk about the app at this conference, which is happening this week, that I'm not going to, so that's bad. It says, do you know of any company interested in licensing this technology, or would you consider doing a startup to market the app? That's all she asked me.
Well, so everyone's talking about marketing, right? So there you go. So
yep.
You already know that that's the... That's the way to go about it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, then you have helped me so much. And
well, that's my pleasure.
I'm going
yeah.
to, yeah, and I'm and I think that you know that what you have to offer makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I can't engage with you because I don't have any money. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But I do want to market the app. And so you've shared with me a plan that makes complete sense, and now I need to reach out to people who know more than I do about this and see how we can do this. But I think your plan makes sense. It does. Like the way that you've explained it, I can make sense out of it.
Right. Yeah. And this is not even my plan. I mean, it's just a. It is the Bible to go about something like this, right? So it's just a Bible for marketing. It's a playlist for marketing, right? So
right.
A playbook for marketing, right? So
right.
You know, we've been doing it. We could, you know, bring that, leverage that expertise to you as well. Regardless of who you get to work with, you could even take a baby step approach with this. I mean, let's say you think you cannot do $4,000 together. You could tell, you know, this, and that's exactly why, you know, before I did any kind of reveal on the pricing, I asked you what you have or what you could invest into something like this. And I think if I remember this correctly, you at that, even that time, you mentioned that you don't have much or you don't have the funds to invest into it, right? So that's where we're standing at. Is that correct?
Right. So I would actually need some assistance with that. Now, the thing is, I'm wondering if the Research Foundation, with the idea that it would get sold, would be willing to do that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. But what if they decline? I mean, what if they say that we just like they've been declining you for some time now, and, you know, like you mentioned at the start, they're not interested in pursuing this. So you could already tell their answer. So let's say if they say they're not interested in investing into it or, you know, giving their time and energy into it, then what is your next route from here?
Right. Well, I think probably my next route would be kind of what you've described. And then I could maybe find a backer to do that. I feel like I wish I could go on Shark Tank or something, you know? Okay. Well, let me continue to think about this and reach out to some people who know more about this kind of thing than me, okay? And plus, I have a 1 o'clock appointment. And so can I get back to you?
Of course, yeah, whenever you want to. So when do you want to get back on this?
I would say in the next couple of days. That will give me a little bit of time to hear back from my physician collaborator and need to reach out to the Research Foundation. And I've already gotten an email from the dean that says, you know, you weren't really denied tenure yet. So it's like, you know, now it's like all of a sudden, you know, what now that it's not just research and the idea that it could possibly be sold, everybody sees dollar signs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want it to be in the hands of patients. And so if I can find, I have an idea for where I might be able to get the money to do that, to get backer to do that, and I may be able to do that. I just need to think it through. But I'm motivated, Mikhail. I am motivated.
I can tell, yeah. Yeah, I'm not doubtful about that. You take your time. You talk to, the potential backer on this and see whether they may want to pursue this. And whenever you would like to recircle, let's even schedule for Thursday. Let's shoot for Thursday. And try and see if, by that time you figured out something. And if you have, then, you know, you have the price, you have my number, you have my email, you have me to your service, and I'd be more than happy to, you know, walk you through from here.
All right. So you said 4,000, right?
$4,000, and that covers you for the website, the app deployment, and 6 months of marketing.
Okay. Web page. All right. Let me see if I can find the money.
All right, Terry. Get to it, right? So we'll speak again. Stay connected.
Oh, Thursday. You said Thursday. Did you want to make an appointment?
Thursday? In fact, I'll text you from my number. Let's stay connected. Whatever time works for you and both, for me as well, we can, connect at a mutual time.
Okay.
But let's keep it for
good.
Thursday, right?
Okay. Great. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, Terry. Absolute pleasure speaking to you. Stay connected. All right.
You too. Okay.
Enjoy the day. Bye.
Thank you.